Blog Talk Radio. The views and comments expressed do not reflect the opinions of eWater Radio. All comments and views are show guest views and comments and in no way reflect views or comments of eWater Radio, KEWR, DB, or its affiliates.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to DC's Black and White, No Gray Zone on eWater Radio, KEWR. D-B. I have to start off with an apology. First of all, there was a little weird thing that popped off. I didn't really, the Mystique Entertainment radio spot, didn't play the way it should have, but c'est la vie. I'll leave that to Ed. So, have to apologize for last week, or 2 weeks ago, my last show. I started the show, well, let me tell you what happened, okay? It was 7:50. I was all set up. I was ready to go. And I'm a man who has no problem admitting when I'm wrong or when I did something I shouldn't have done. So this is me doing it right now. This is the way I roll in real life. Deal with it. So I was kind of bored sitting there. I was like, count down to 10 minutes in my ear. And I'm like, Jesus, man. So I turn on the TV. I turn on CNN. And the show, My last show was supposed to be solely about COVID-19. Got a bunch of facts and websites and everything, and I was so excited. You have no clue. I planned the show because I produce it myself. No one tells me what to do, what to say, what not to say, any of that. Ed gives me certain guidelines, and if he tells me to go 55, I'll go 56. I'm sure Ed will laugh at that. So, okay, here's the deal. So I turn on the TV, and I watch CNN, and for the 10 minutes before the show starts, I get just overloaded with a bunch of Trump. I'm sorry. For the purposes of this show and hopefully going on into the future, I'm going to start calling him Trump instead of Trump. I don't call him a president. I definitely don't call him my president. And so I'm going to stick with, when I talk about him, Trump. And it kind of fits. I mean, this is a man who's had, you know, 3 marriages. He's got multiple rape cases in court against him right now. I mean, this is all factual, people. I mean, let's not forget who we have in office as our president. Anyway, allegedly, you know, but they are rape cases, you know. And he's admitted to saying he grabs him by the vagina, but he doesn't necessarily use that medical term, vagina. I want to call vagina a medical term, but much better than the word I want to use. How you would describe a pussycat, you know what I mean? A little kitten, how you would do that. It's always ways around it, right? That's the way my mind works. It's sick, people. It's really sick. That's how my mind works. Okay, so I turn on CNN, and they just are unloading. And I love CNN. The reason is this. Fox News is so slanted. It sickens me. I once asked my dad, because he used to watch Fox News when he was alive. And I once asked my dad, I said, Dad, why do you, like, I was in the room with him, and he had it on. I'm going, why do you like, it's like a straight man watching gay porn. I don't understand why you would do this or why you would watch this or why you participate in this. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can't, in my mind, it doesn't work. One and one does not equal two. You know what I mean? So I asked my dad, and he said to me, you got to hear, because my dad has a sense of humor. You know what I mean? So I have to speak that from the beginning. He goes, you got to know what the other side is saying. And I said, you don't have to know what they're saying, Pop. All you got to know is what's right, and then it's them on the other side of it. You know what I mean? So anyway, and then I don't watch MSNBC because I've heard, and I've never watched it, by the way. So I speak on what I've never done, but I've heard it's very liberal to the other side, right? And I'm actually liberal. I've been voting for gay rights for over 15 years. My attitude towards it was before they could get married for gays, I was just like, why the hell should straight people be the only ones being miserable? You know what I'm saying? Like, why not let them get get married. They don't understand. Now I ask a question. If anybody out there is gay and listening to me, I go, how's it feel to live in your hovel of an apartment with a hot plate and a minimum-sized bed and $0 in your account? Oh, and by the way, your ex, the one that you so had to marry, is the one that's living lavish off of your paycheck now, probably screwing somebody else. But I digress. The gays had to be, you know, they had to get married. So, but I understand actually why. I do get the whole, like, if you're in a committed relationship and they want the decision to be theirs, you know what I mean? Because I'll give an example. Obviously, I'm not gay, but my family, I wouldn't trust them to pull the plug or not on my black head. You know what I mean? Like, I'm just being real. My family is horrible. I mean, I'm talking, that's horrible with, like, capital H's, obviously, and, like, about five H's. They are just some of the most duplicitous. And I've spoken on my previous shows about it. I'm not going to get into, you know, how bad my sister has done me and stuff like that. But, you know, and you guys have heard about my mom and dad. But, there's a lot there. So, anyway, getting back to the show from my last show. So, I'm listening to this. And I didn't know on the inside I was getting wound up mentally. I was getting really wound up. And I was like, the hell, why is Tramp so stupid? You know, he's such a moronic dude. You know what I mean? Just the things he was saying. And I was sitting here. I was. Everyone knows me. I shaved my head. You know, I had a woman ask me one time. She said, she touched my head one time, and she goes, "Wait, you're not bald?" And I said, "No." And she goes, "Well, I thought every man that shaved his head was going bald." And I looked at her. And I said, "For real? Like, it's just funny how like men don't know women's things and women don't know men's things. You know what I mean? Like, I think that's pretty." Obvious that some dudes are not bald and they just choose to shave their head bald because, it's a sexy look for a man like me. Anyway, hey, don't bust my bubble. I stare in the mirror every day and I say that to myself. So screw you all if you're not drinking the same Kool-Aid I am. Hello, give me some Kool-Aid, please. Thank you very much. So anyway, I'm getting really angry. And the countdown comes down, and boom, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And I could barely get through the announcements and everything. And my first 10 minutes, I'd probably say 10 to 12 minutes of my last show, was so I went rogue, first of all. It was so well planned out. But I got it today, people. Don't worry. I got it today. But I have to recognize what I did last week, the last show was horrible, to me at least. I expect better from myself. I'm not a man who gets, you know, angry and reacts out of emotion. So it really bugged me that I kind of went off the cuff, threw the plan out the window, shredded it as I'm going, 56 to 55, you know what I mean? I'm like, screw you guys. We're on this ride. And it really bothered me. So I have a friend out there. She's cool as hell. Love her to death. I always tell her, I tell all my people, all my friends, I tell them, say, hey, if you hear something and you don't like it, tell me about it. You know, that's the only way I'm going to get better. I don't want to hear people just kissing my ass, telling me, oh, it's a great show. Oh, you did this great. Blah, blah. Yeah, there's got to be something I did wrong. So come on, hit me with it. You know what I mean? I'm not a sensitive dude. If everybody knows me, I'm not a sensitive dude. I can take criticism. I'm cool with it. So, but I always have a list of things for myself that in my own head what I did wrong. So I was, I was happy with the way the show ended, you know what I mean, and in the middle and all that. But, man, I was so irritated that I let myself veer off where I wanted to go. And as I'm, cussing myself out in my own head at 9:01 p.m., my friend sent me a message, and it was so funny. She said exactly what I was thinking, and she didn't have any understanding of what the show was going to be produced, how it was going to be formulated. She didn't have any understanding, and she just hit me with all this, and she goes, in the beginning, you sounded a little bit bullying, and she's torn, and I was like, damn, everybody heard it. You know what I'm saying? It's not just me, and that's why I'm tough on myself, because I know that when you tune in to hear a show, you want to hear some semblance of order. You know what I'm saying? And although I have self-deprecating humor style, I don't mind clowning myself, but That was just, it was ridiculous. So this show, what I decided to do was I decided to do the show on our, well, your President Trump and COVID-19 statements that he's made in the past. I could kind of blend in last week's show with this week's show and kind of take my anger from last week, plan it a little better, you know what I mean, and put it out there. So now that I've taken up 1/6 of the show explaining how bad I am, hopefully I can take the other 5/6 and just blow your mind. But I have a lot of things that I want to say. And, okay, let's start back in 2016, right, when the election happened. Now, mind you, I was one of these people that said there's absolutely no way Hillary's going to lose. I just knew, dude, I would have bet my hot dog and my walnuts. There we go. I would have bet my hot dog, my walnuts, and the fact I was trying to figure it out a clean way to say it. You know, this clean stuff, man. It's just a struggle for me. It just isn't how I roll on an everyday basis. So I have to rein myself in, and it's hard. That's probably the hardest part to this show is me not being able to just filibuster the way I roll. And sometimes in normal life, you curse, and that's just who I am. You know, I raised my daughter the same way. I didn't want my daughter to hear the word damn for the first time in her life when she's 5 or 6 years old and go running away screaming, holding her ears. Oh, my God, my ears are burning. You know, I mean, there's some kids out there that are like that. I mean, let me put a tender adjective on what I would call those kids. Soft. Okay? That's S-O-P-H-F-F-F-F and no T. Okay? I'm just going to leave it at that. Now, getting back to what I would bet my hot dog and my walnuts on, right? I just knew for a fact that there was no way lose. There was just, why would this country, supposedly the number one superpower in the world, right? Supposedly full of intelligent people, coming off the heels of one of the most distinguished presidents we've ever had. And Obama, I don't think I have to say it, but I mean, I don't want anybody scratching their head going, who's he talking about? Of course, Obama. You know, it really, it's one of those things where I was in such shock. And I don't know if you guys remember this or not, but when Trump walked out, when he officially won, it was like 3 o'clock in the morning or something, 2 o'clock in the morning, I forget what it was. But he's walking out, and this was East Coast time, I'm sorry. So, he's walking out. I swear to God, it looked like somebody smacked him in the back of the head with a 2x4. He was the most surprised person on the planet. Okay, he didn't think he was going to win at all. You could just read it on his face. He was in such shock. And then later on the next day, then he tried to act like he knew he was going to win and all that jazz. I'm like, bro, get out of here with that. The man can't be honest with nothing. I mean, you think you know what a liar is in life. You know, I just turned 48 earlier this week, right? And you think through all the years of schooling and friendships and marriage and enemies and jobs, you think you know what a true liar is, right? And I tell you, I knew Trump was a disgusting individual before he ran for president. That wasn't the part that tripped me out. But seeing how much he lies about the most simplest of things, that's disturbing to me. You know what I mean? Like, he's the type of dude that would tell you, I am a 20-year-old black woman. You know, coming from his words. He would say that. And then try to convince you that he actually is. And then there are some stupid people in this country that actually start falling in tow going, you know, I thought his skin wasn't really white. He does seem a little feminine. I mean, it's just, people just, or should I say Republicans? Maybe I should say Republicans. Instead of saying stupid Americans, I should just say Republicans, right? I mean, seriously, I don't know. 61 and that doesn't mean the other. Does it really matter? We all know at this point. It's been more than 3.5 years. since this moron has been elected to office, and we pretty much know exactly who put him in office. I think there's two major groups of people that put him in. Obviously, Republicans, right? I get that. I don't have a problem that Republicans voted the way that they voted. Party line, they voted for the wallet. I get it. I'm not tripping at that. I'm not mad at that. The thing that blows my mind is the fact that he could get the stupid white people, the trashy people, the people who call themselves rednecks. Hey, that's not me calling them rednecks. They call themselves rednecks proudly, which I don't understand that. I mean, I don't walk around screaming, brown neck, but okay, whatever. Maybe I should. No. I'll be following behind stupid people, so I don't want to do that, right? No, of course not. Anyway, my point being is this. It blows my mind that you could get poverty-stricken people. And he's supposedly, mind you, he'll scream till he's blue in the face, and that's a stretch from orange, right? But he'll scream till he's blue in the face that he's a billionaire. Okay, but let's legitimately just call him a millionaire, okay? Because the man won't show his taxes. He won't give up any information on his finances. Every other president has done that. Yet and still, this guy, because his ego is so small, so fragile, he can't take the world knowing that he's not a real billionaire. He can't take that. So therefore, he'll fight tooth and nail. He will not give up those taxes. I'm hoping that before he leaves office, somebody drabs that out. I don't know. I would love to see it. Just to humble him. He really needs to be humbled. But anyway, so you have that. I want to use the word disturbing. Disturbing. It's almost like, I'll give you an example, right? I'm sure you guys all saw this. I'm a big fan of Dave Chappelle. And he had a Chappelle show on Comedy Central. Okay, there was a skit that he did where he was a black guy, a blind black guy, by the way, who was racist against black people. And he convinced the Klan to allow him to be their Grand Dragon. Okay, now this is a comedy skit. So it was funny as hell. If you all saw it, you understand what I'd be laughing at, right? Like, this is so not laughing. I'm so not in a laughing mood right now, but just thinking of Dave Chappelle makes me want to giggle. Dave Chappelle show. Chappelle show. Oh, woo-hoo, woo-hoo, woo-hoo. Let's stop the show. Anyway, we had to geek out for 3 seconds there. And I'm not even a singer, by the way. I understand my voice is too deep. I already get it. But it really amazes me that he could get people in poverty, and I feel like it would be like me trying to get the Klan to elect me as the Grand Dragon, right? And then unknowingly, unwittingly, unworldly actions happen where I actually am elected the Grand Dragon. It's just weird, right? Like, why would white racist men follow me as the head guy, right? They wouldn't. Why would these poverty people with 5 cars on their lawn and 4 of them don't work, why exactly would they vote for Trump? And I was like really like baffled by this once I found out what the demographics were and you know who voted. So okay. So what really shocked me was CNN. And by the way, let me say this. Golf clap to Trump to be able to get poor people to put him in office. He convinced the stupid people, poor people, that he was going to help them. The guy who boasts about everything in the world. So I'm going to give him a golf clap right here. Okay? All right, moving on. So CNN, after the election, I saw them do they went to the battleground states where Hillary lost. And it blew my mind. I swear to you, I was just blown away by this. I mean, this whole process, I mean, I don't know how many times I mentioned my mind was blown, but I have like 2 ounces in my brain left. I mean, my head's been blown over this past 4 years and what we've had to put up with in office and on the election trail has just been stupefying. How the other countries see us as a joke, it's just amazing to me. How we could go from the most distinguished president to the most buffoonish, clownish, tramp president ever. So they went to these battleground states, and they stuck a camera and a microphone in people's faces, and they asked them, so we would like to know, are you Democrat? And they said, yes. And they said, did you vote Democrat this past election? And they said, no. And then they admitted that they voted for Trump. I'm sorry, Trump. I'm going to slip, trip, and fall through this, people. Trust me. This is new for me. As of this night, I can't call him his name anymore. His name is Trump. Anyway. And my eyes are glued to the screen. My mouth was wide open. I'm watching this, and over and over and over, people saying the same exact answer. This was the scary part to me. When they asked them why they switched from being a Democrat and why they switched from decades of voting Democrat to voting to, and these are people that they voted for Obama, by the way, okay? Some of these people voted for Obama, and they switched over and voted Republican. You know what they said? This is the thing, it's a shocker. Sit down. If you're standing up, sit down before you hear this. They said, and this was multiple people said the same answer, okay? We ain't ready for a female president. Are you serious? In 2016? That's the reason? Because the woman was born with a bleepity bleep vagina between her legs? Seriously? That's the thing? Oh, my God. When that type of stupidity is put on the air, it makes you just take a step back and look and go, oh, wow. I knew we had stupid people in this country. I get it. I understand. I knew we did. But, man, you know, I always said, well, I've been saying it a lot post this election, but I've always said this, that I feel like there needs to be an IQ test before you're allowed to vote. Okay, let me explain why. I know that sounds elitist, and I know. People are going to freak out that I said that, but listen, I'm going to explain why I believe there should be an IQ test before you're allowed to vote. And I'm a black man. I'm born in America, okay? And I'm saying this. So I understand that there's going to be black people that are going to, you know, I'm saying at least score, I mean, come on. Can I say 100? I mean, I like to say 115, but I'm going to go ahead and say 100, okay? If you can't score 100 on an IQ test, survey says, that's what you get. You don't get to vote. I'm sorry. But, you know, I know this is a very elitist thing to say and think, but think about this for a second, okay? You might want to call it racist, elitist, I don't know what you would call it. But after you hear my explanation, maybe you won't call it anything negative. Maybe you might go, you just sparked a little bit of thought in my mind that wasn't there on this particular issue. My thought process behind this is this. I at least want an intelligently elected person in office. But look at what's going on right now. I mean, stop and really think about what we have in office right now. I mean, the opposite of respect, the opposite of dignity, the opposite of democracy, the opposite of everything good on this planet. Aside from just being a goddamn sideshow. It's just, anyway, let me get back to it. Okay, so my thought process is this. I understand that it kind of sets up that probably in the United States, white people, because they started out better when we all touched ground 500 years ago, you know, in this country, they started out better. I've always described slavery as you line up all the races, the whites, the blacks, the Asians, the Mexicans, right? The Native Americans, everybody that was here. You hit the gun and you go, go! Now, mind you, I understand it wasn't just blacks that were slaves in America, blah, blah, blicky, blah. Got it, okay? But just for the purposes of this example, let's just say they were. Okay? Just as an example. Because there wasn't a black person that I know of that got a fair shake. So, these people, they hit the gun. Go! Everybody takes off. And they go, whoa, blacks, stay right here. Stay right here. We're going to let you go. But everybody else takes off. With money, opportunity, chances, intelligent, education, social, learning how to be socially. I mean, just, you know, everyday life, right? But you blacks, what we're going to do with you is we're going to take you and we're going to chain you up. We're going to beat you. We're going to demoralize you. We're going to rape you. We're going to split your families up. We're going to feed you worse food. The food that we won't eat, you're going to get that to eat. High sodium food, stuff like that. Because when black people came from Africa, they weren't built any different than anybody else on this planet. But when they came here, because of the foods they were given, when you get the hypertension and the extra sodium and the health issues and the diabetes and blah, blah, blah. And ignorance. Okay, wait, I'm getting ahead of myself. So we're going to beat you. We're not going to allow you to sing. We're not going to allow you to read. We're not going to allow you to write. We're going to rape you, beat you, enslave you, feed you the worst food, treat you worse than our family dog is what we're going to do. And in fact, wasn't it a black man considered in the Constitution, what, a third of a human being, or two-thirds of a human being, or some crap like that? Those are facts. I can't even take the time to look that up because it bothers me. It really bothers me. You know what I mean? But I have no problem saying I don't know the fact on that. I'm just so irritated that people were ever that dumb. You know what I mean? And if you come across indigenous people today, it would be like here we go. What white people did to blacks in slavery 500 years ago would be the same as if we came across mongoloids, retards, and Down syndrome people. And then we enslaved them, right? Oh, but wait, people would be in upheaval. I mean, people in masses, in droves, they would be, oh, we can't have that. What is that? Where was the social etiquette back then? Who were these heathens that brought blacks to America and they gave smallpox as gifts, by the way? I mean, I'm sure I'm not teaching anybody anything. Everybody's heard this. But the Native Americans were given blankets laced with smallpox. And they were given alcohol. I mean, it's just, oh, man, I tell you, the history of this country, I always say we could be better and we should be better. And just because we're better than most doesn't mean we're the best. Just think about that for a second. This country could be way better. Okay, so moving on. Then 500 years later, you go, okay, go. Now what you've done is you've released at least five decades of stupidity and ignorance, okay, for black people because they weren't able to read, learn, write, none of that. So you know what? Oh, man, I have a – while I'm on this subject, I'm going to give you this real quick. Thomas Thistlewood, and I'm going to try to clean this up. I remember hearing this about 4 years ago, and this guy was a former slave owner, and he used to do a journal and keep notes on what he did and how he treated the slaves. He said, now these are his words, caught Nigger Joe stealing cane, had him flogged and pickled, and then we rubbed lime juice in his wounds. So mind you, this man was beaten, badly, severely, and then they rubbed juices in his wounds that was thin. This is all because he was hungry and wanted a little bit extra sugar. Really? He's out picking the stuff all day long, but he can't have any. Okay, got you. There's a certain cruelty. We don't even allow dogs to be treated that way. You know what I mean? I mean, there was a post office worker about 20 years ago that actually shot a dog because it was attacking him, and they threw the man in jail. Wow. Wow. What the hell? Where's your stand your ground law in Florida back then, right? Where's that stand your ground law then? And this wasn't in Florida, by the way. I forget what state it was in, but it wasn't Florida. I doubt it. But the whole point is this. It really sickens me when white people say things. You know, every once in a while you'll come across some, you know, shifty-eyed white person that thinks, oh, get over it. It was 500 years ago. Oh, really? Is that all? Just get over it? Oh, okay. So then if that's all it is, then you know the legacy that your great-great-great-great-grandpappy built? Then give me everything you have, and then you can start over. Oh, no. No, they don't want to do that. No. And then they talk about they don't like, what's the law? Oh, man, oh, I'm going off. What is that law called? It helps you to, it won't allow you to just hire all white people. You have to hire, God, I can't think of the name of it. Jesus, it's going to bug me. Please, anyone out there, text me if you know exactly the law I'm talking about. I can't think of the name. Oh, I'm so mad. But anyway, there's a law that makes you hire an equal amount of black people for the same position. And for some reason, I think it starts with A, the letter A. And I can't think of it. Damn. Anyway. Why am I drawing a blank on it? But anyway, I'm going to go ahead and talk through it. Hopefully someone – equal opportunity. Oh, my God. Thank you. My listeners. Thank you. The equal opportunity. But I think it starts with an A, the actual term. Affirmative action. That's what I was looking for, affirmative action. Same thing, but thank you very much. Appreciate it. So you nudge me off the bridge as I'm falling. I go, there it is. But, yeah, affirmative action. I've had discussions with white people how they really hate affirmative action. And I tell them, I say, let me ask you a question. What if you have the head of Coca-Cola, right? And he's sitting there with a suit and tie every day. No one sees him in anything other than a suit and tie. But what if he has a big giant swastika tattooed on his back, right? You would never know it. No one would ever know. And this is a man that's actually doing the hiring for Coca-Cola. Think about that. Then that means a black man would never get a fair shake. He could probably be a janitor, you know, get on the ground level, ground floor, have the same intelligence as a white man, but he wouldn't get a fair shake. And that's why affirmative action, equal opportunity, employment, that's why it all exists. So, anyway, I don't think that white people really see how many generations have been screwed over and how it affects later on. So I'll give you an example. The first generation of slaves, they got let loose, right? They were freed. And they had kids, right? So now you're talking about ignorant mother, ignorant dad, with an ignorant child. And then that child grows up and he's ignorant. And he has kids. And he gets married or has a girlfriend. And they have family. Ignorance has ignorance. So my whole thing is, I'm going all the way down the line, because I really want people to really vote. I had a white friend of mine. She's married to a black guy. Okay? So obviously she's not racist. She's a little pretty girl. They have a daughter. I won't, you know, say who this is, but I had a conversation with her about politics, and she said, I don't like our choices. I might vote for somebody different, like third party, basically. And I damn near had a conniption. I felt like my eyes started twitching. I had smoke coming out my ears. My right side started to droop. I was like, did she just say this? Oh, my God. You know what I mean? I'm like, oh my God, right now I should be on TV because I swear to you guys can see the face I'm making. I'm like, oh my God, you know, I'm like, oh, you would love it. You would love it. But anyway, when she said that, I said to myself, bam, I got to do a show on politics. I got to remind people what a dirty, low down, despicable human being that Trump has been. And not just for these 4 or 5 years that he was running and all that. I mean, he's been a bad dude for a long time. But nobody gave a hell about him. I didn't care about him. You know what I mean? I didn't care. You got plenty of racist white people in America. That doesn't bother me. Now, you put him in the most powerful office in the country, that's when my eye starts to twitch. That's when I wake the hell up and I'm like, oh, no, say it ain't so. So, oh, I'm sorry. Let me get back to Thomas Thistlewood. I forgot to finish that real quick. So after they rubbed lime juice in his wounds, he said, he wrote this down. It just takes a special type of evil to write this down. To do it is one thing, but to write it down, to be so proud of yourself, to write it down, it's like, wow, bro, seriously? He said, had another nigger come over and shit in his mouth. Made him swallow it. Can you imagine? Can anyone out there imagine what that does to your psyche? What it does to... I mean, look, let me equate it to this real quick. Let's say, right, I had a great childhood. I didn't get molested or raped, right? But let's say I had been molested or raped as a kid. Who knows? I can't for sure sit here and tell you I would be straight today if I had been violated as a child. Who knows? I could be gay. I could be just all to myself. Not like sex at all. You know what I'm saying? I mean, who knows that you're set on is my point. If you get set on a certain path in life, I mean, so the path of these white slave owners were wealthy, educated, fed well, living a good life, and then they have kids. And then they're able to hand down either a slave field, a house. You know, and as generations went further on, they were able to hand down cars to people. You know what I'm saying? I mean, all this matters in life. Schooling, you go to the better schools, colleges. I'm just saying, wake up. Wake up. Because it really is mind-blowing that we have Trump in office today in 2020. Is no one else effing disturbed by this? Jesus. So, I decided to remind people about some of the things that our president, and by the way, I'm just going back maybe a week or two. I'm not even going to go back so far and start bringing up, you know, the multiple cases that are open that he'll probably pay off, you know, in a civil suit, and the cases will disappear somehow out of criminal court. Well, I'm not going to talk about all that. We have, as of today, over 900,000 confirmed cases in America. Now, mind you, that's just confirmed cases, people that have been tested. That's not out of, if it was 900,000 out of 330 million people, then I'd be like, okay, we're good. We have a handle on it. It's a lot of people, but okay, we're good. Out of those 900,000, over 53,000 are dead in the United States off of this. Over 53,000 lives because we have a moronic, mongoloid 3-year-old as our president in office. A man who, Jesus, man, a man who just on Thursday, Trump suggested on national television, you would think he would have a conversation without the cameras around. He's not smart enough to figure out what he shouldn't say and what he should say. This is the point. He's like a 3-year-old. I mean, and if you're a parent, you understand where I'm coming from, okay? If you're a parent. If you're not a parent, then 3-year-olds will say anything, okay? There is no filter. There's no conscious. They, my booty itches. They'll say it. You know what I mean? If they're Buttigiegs, they're going to announce it to the room. You know what I mean? This is what we have in the office. Jesus, this is the guy who's making decisions for us as a whole? Does that not scare anyone out there? So when my Caucasian female friend told me that she might vote third party in the most respectful way, I tried to hold my tongue because I love her. I truly love her. I've known her for over 20 years. We're best of friends, and I don't want her to feel disrespected. You know what I mean? All you know that. You have a friend, you love them, and they say something to you, and you go, argh! You know what I mean? I love her. She's cool as hell. You know what I mean? She's married to a black dude, right? You can't get any cooler than that, racially speaking, at least. Oh. So I try to tell her how important it is that we vote either Trump or Biden. And she's saying, her thought process was, well, he needs to get Bernie Sanders as his running mate. And I told her, we had this conversation 2 weeks ago, and don't make me prove it to you people, because I will. I'll have a call in next show and be like, then we had this conversation. She'll be like, yep. And I'm like, all right, cool, thanks, click. Anyway, shortest conversation ever between me and my friend. But really, oh man, it's so hard to. Okay, never mind. I'm just gonna keep going. Because I have so many thoughts running through my mind, and time is running out, and I'm looking at the clock, so right then when you heard that, I'm just like, damn, you know what I mean? I have control, and I could get more time, but I don't ever want to be in a situation where I have more time, and then I'm scrambling for things. You know what I mean? So anyway. An hour is good, but man, it makes me just, when I get less than 20 minutes, I'm going, no, I need more time. You know what I mean? But yeah, so she tells me that she wants to vote third party, and I'm trying to tell her how important it is. And she said he should get Bernie as a running mate, and he'll pull in all those, you know, all those millennials and all the people. And I said, but this is the thing. Bernie's so far to the left that it would be the right versus the left, and now we got another toss-up coin. You know what I'm saying? Where as opposed to, I said to her, I think Biden would do best with getting a female non-white as a running mate. And I just turned on the news today and saw that Biden said he was going to get a woman to run with him. Now, isn't that something? Demographics, people. That's what it is. You have to literally get out of your – yeah, I would love to see Bernie and Joe Biden at it. But we're not talking about two old white dudes versus two old white dudes. The Democrats have to bring something to the table that the Republicans don't have, which is a female's touch. And if they had it my way, I'd throw Hillary in there just to mess with the Republicans. But no, we can't even afford that anymore. I cannot understand hearing – we ain't ready for a female president. Oh, my God. Great googly moogly. These are people that their vote counts the same as mine? And so let me drop the mic on that thing where I was saying we need to start testing people's IQ before they vote. Mic drop. I'm done with that one. Anyway, and by the time I was done talking to her, let's call her Sally Sue. By the time I was done talking to Sally Sue, she said, no, I'm going to vote. I'm going to vote Democrat probably. And I was like, I'm not trying to tell you who to vote for. But I said, you got to make your vote count. If anybody votes third party, you're just throwing away your vote. It's simple as that. It is a factual fact. I mean, third parties don't win in this country. And until they do, they don't. You can't swim upstream. You know what I'm saying? You have to work with what you got. So anyway, our less than capable president, less than capable of tying his own shoes president, on Thursday, Trump suggested you inject UV light underneath your skin, or you inject disinfectant under your skin, to beat the coronavirus and clean the lungs. What the pluckety pluck? Are you serious? Wow. Wow. Does anyone out there think that Obama would have ever made such a... Man, such an... I could just simplify and call it a stupid statement as that. Really? This man is so basic in his head. He's so basic. He's just anything that comes to mind, he says it. And he stands up, I went to the best schools. I have the best intelligence. I'm smarter than you. Trust me, I'm smarter than you. This is what he tells reporters. Oh, I love to put my money on the reporter any given day against Trump. I would vote for me against him in an IQ test. I'd take a high school kid that just took his SAT against Trump. I think anybody above the age of maybe 16 could beat Trump in an SAT or an IQ test. I really do. I think that you have to be a subhuman, low level, mentally, person in order to lose a Trump in that way. And then anybody that loses, we just automatically just shuffle them off to jail or the electric chair, whichever one. I'm not a stickler. I'm a man of compromise. Anyway, does everyone understand what this is legitimately called? Trump suggested that we embalm people who are sick. Because that's what embalming is, people. They put chemicals in your body. What the? Oh, my God, Ed, let me cuss. I need to cuss, Ed. You're killing me. Oh, my God. Anyway, Lysol, government emergency tip lines, and the CDC issue statements against this silliness. They all issued statements following Trump on the air on Thursday. I'm sorry, Trump on the air on Thursday. Can you believe that? When do you ever think Obama would have said some immature, stupid, oh my God, crap like that? Whew. Well, I'll tell you, I'm working up a sweat over here. You know what I'm saying? By the end of the show, I'm going to be soaked. You people don't understand. I'm doing the proverbial grabbing you by the shoulders and shaking the crap out of you. I'm really trying, Ed. You're killing me, though, Ed. You're killing me. I'll tell you what, Ed. Hey, tell you what. People, write to Ed and tell me. Yes, please. I got my hands together right now. Write to Ed and tell him DC needs to be able to use at least 5 cuss words per show. Okay, simple as that. And 5. It's a minimum, right? What are we talking? That's like 1 every 7 minutes? No, 1 every 7 minutes? Well, maybe we go, I don't know, 1 every 12 minutes, but that's kind of low. Anyway, I think we should, just specifically for my show, I think because of the passion, you know what I mean? You got to give me a little bit something extra. Please, Ed, please. My hands are together. I'm begging you. I'm begging you, brother. So anyway, this Thomas Thistlewood was a real scumbag. And you got to think about, now mind you, he's the only one, well, not the only one. I'm sure there's other white slave owners that wrote and had journals. I'm positive of that. We just, you know, this is just the one that I heard about. But the ignorance of the lineage that follows the abolishment of slavery after a minimum of 5 generations were enslaved in America, it's just, it makes you really take a step back. And, you know, I heard somebody tell me after Obama was elected, they, oh, no, it was a white person, obviously. Racism is dead. Oh, my God. I love it. Okay, so let me explain to you people. I'm 6'3", right? And I love being black. I love my genetics. I love what I look like. And I actually have had the conscious thought in my mind that when I look in the mirror, I love what I see, right? Well, I know there's people that look in the mirror and they don't like what they see. In other words, genetics-wise. And my heart goes out to them. You know what I mean? Because for me, I have great self-esteem. No one can tear me down. And I genuinely look in the mirror and I'm like, damn, dude, you're going to make me go gay. I'm going to do that dude in the mirror in a second. But then I realized I am actually talking to myself. You know what I mean? Oh my God. Some of these, like, you know, these are the most intimate thoughts you're not really supposed to let other people know you're really saying. But I don't give a pluck. I don't give a pluck. I'm going to do it anyway. But that's how I roll. Anyway, it really genuinely makes me feel bad for people that don't like their genetics, right? My mother's 5 feet tall, and I was able to grow to 6'3". My mother's 5 feet. You know what I mean? She's a little fidget. My aunt is 4'11". So, you know, and my dad, he's not like he's some monster. He's like 5'10", you know? Anyway, I guess all I really wanted to say was please vote. Please. Please don't become complacent this time around. Please keep a fresh memory of what this tramp of a president has been doing to our country. I can only name a few things, okay? I'm not even going to go through them all, okay? I'm not even going to go through them all. But on his watch, we had white guys marching with tiki torches down the street screaming, Jews will not replace us. Now, mind you, I'm not Jew, but I take offense to that. Like, what the hell? At the time, I think it was 2016 when that happened, right? Wasn't it right after the election? But it was before, I think it was before the inauguration. Well, maybe it was, let's say it was 2016, 2017, somewhere in there. But, God, and then he couldn't even, like say David Duke was a bad guy. Oh, I don't know anything about him. Well, I don't know. How would I know? How does anyone not know who David Duke is in this country? Are you serious? And you can tell when Trump's lying, his lips are moving. That was funny. I didn't mean that to be funny. I'm laughing at my own stuff now. I need a co-host. So I don't come off looking like a total tool laughing at my own stuff. Hey, but I love me. The way my brain works is funny. You know what I mean? This is so easy for me, this whole thing. I love it. I really do appreciate being able to talk and bring up things like that are bothering me. And I feel like if I can just turn one person, maybe that one person will turn two, and it'll go down the line, and hopefully at some point, you know, I'll get heard by more people. That's fine. I'm fine. I'm cool with that. But we have a president that says on television, what do you think about ingesting? And by the way, anyone above a 115 is already going to know this is just nonsense, baby gaga goo-goo talk, right? So no one's going to go home and do it. But did you know that there were people actually calling up the CDC asking, is that okay for them to do? What the hell? This is why we say the United States presidency is so important, because there are people in this country that literally, if the president said, go out and rape 3 women today, there would be people running out doing it because, the president told me to. I mean, he's maniacal. Trump is maniacal. He's a moron. I think he's inherently evil. And most of all, he's a liar. I mean, a man can't tell the truth for nothing. You ask him anything. And has anyone ever thought to themselves that this is a weird thing when he gets asked a question by the press, that he literally starts going on a diatribe about how that's not a nice question. What the fuck? Oh, my God. Since when did the press have to ask you a nice question? You buffoon. You orange buffoon. I swear to God, I sit here and I watch TV, and it's amazing I'm still alive. I swear to God. Like, the last 4 years, I've aged. I've aged, like, 8 years at least. I have more gray in my face. Just watching TV and seeing this guy on TV. I was okay with him doing The Apprentice. I was totally okay with that. But I'm not okay with this man being our president. And oh, my God. And when you start thinking for another 4 years. Oh, and by the way, this shouldn't be one of the last things I bring up, okay? This shouldn't be. But it actually is really, really important. Does anyone know what Trump has done to our judicial system. How many Republican judges? I mean, right now the Superior Court is, man, it's so unbalanced at this point. Roe v. Wade was thrown back up in the mix. Who the hell, really? I thought we were over that. Like, have we not got enough, and when I say we as Americans, have we not gotten enough women, like, sticking hangers up their vaginas to kill the babies? Have we not learned a lesson from that? We're still trying to tell women what they can do with their bodies. Okay, listen. I genuinely believe as a man that I, like, if I got a woman pregnant, which I had a vasectomy, so that ain't happening. I don't care. I tell everybody. Don't even come to me with that. I ain't get you pregnant. I laugh. That's what I hear. You got me. That's a good one. That's a good one. That's what I do. Anyway, that's what I do. But no, seriously, does anyone really believe that in 2020 we should put women in the position to having them stick a hanger back up there because they made one bad decision or because they were raped? Christ, really? We're going to make women have the kid and then make the decision of whether or not they want to give it away to adoption agencies or keep the child? Oh, that's got to be mentally and socially healthy. Make the woman that had the kid that got raped parent the child so she can see the rapist in her child every day. Oh, yes. This is much better, Republicans. This is so much better. Oh, my God, man. Like I was about to say, and I veered off. I think in a situation where a man gets a woman pregnant, the only man that should have a say-so in that situation is the guy who got her pregnant. Now, mind you, ultimately, a woman has the final say-so. But I feel like a respectable woman will take the man's opinion. Why would you want to have a kid of someone that doesn't want to have a kid with you? That's what I don't get. That's what I taught my daughter. Be very careful who you have sex with because you just don't know. A condom could break. Oh, man. I just had a story pop in my mind, and I have to figure out how to clean the story up, too. So I'm going to leave it for another show. But, man, if I ever take a caller, just remind me about I don't want to give any part of the story. Okay, leather outfit. That right there will make me remember when I went to a woman's house, opened up the door, and she had a leather outfit on, right? Straps. Wasn't any covering of anything, just straps. So straps around her breast, around her vagina, around her ass cheeks, straps, okay? Remind me, I have to tell this story. It's going to make you get, well, might make you, it might gross you out, but it's a hell of a story, and it's funny as hell. Well, I didn't think it was funny at the time, but now I look back at it as everything else, and I can put a little spin, a little laugh to it, and I see the humor. But anyway, please, people, vote. Please just remember who we have in office, and remember that we do not, as Americans, need 4 more years of Trump in office. Please, please. Please, I'm begging every one of you, please vote. Don't become complacent. Don't think just because, you know, Biden doesn't pick the running mate that you want. You know what I mean? Come on, people, please. Let's act like adults because we've had enough of man baby in office, right? Good show. Thank you so much. I really do appreciate you guys tuning in and listening. And be safe in this COVID world.